You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob and you're listening to the podcast. It's the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty and we are talking about CM Punk WWE blockbuster return in WWE Survivor Series. It was quite a shocking WWE Survivor Series War Games in a Chicago match was held because everybody was waiting that when CM Punk will come. This is the main thing, but even some players or even some fans are even waiting for Randy Orton to come. Is Randy Orton coming or not? Is CM Punk replacing Randy Orton on Survivor Series War Games match or not? It depends upon that, but we don't have any kind of a clue. But it was quite shocking, because the internal team has got that updated that before reaching the Survivor Series, CM Punk didn't sign any contract into the WWE. But the thing is, Triple H just called CM Punk after the match started, of the War Games match. And I know that Randy Orton came late, but the thing is, it was quite shocking that finally Randy Orton is back. And okay, it's very good to see, but the main important thing is everybody was disappointed that CM Punk is not came. But here the twist came. It was quite literally a miracle happens. After the ending of the WWE Survivor Series War Games show, CM Punk song pyro intro hits back, cult of personality hits back, and after that CM Punk is back with a new look, with a new style, with a new charisma. This thing, it was rocked the world, and even in every social media, X, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat, and many more. 80 million plus views came on each and every social media because every WWE fans still loving Chicago CM Punk back. Because I was expecting that it would come back, but finally he came back. And even I would say that Impact Wrestling, TNA, is interested to bring CM Punk back in WWE. He and even TNA company will bring these games, they will bring this same best in the world CM Punk back. But the problem is that, it's his CM Punk decision whether he will join WWE or whether he will join Impact Wrestling or TNA Wrestling. So it depends upon that. But I would definitely sure that CM Punk is returning to WWE because I think WWE is the company that CM Punk made a superstar, made so for more than 400 days WWE champion. So I personally believe that CM Punk will go to WWE, but even I would like to say that the Wrestling Observer Radio and even Dave Meltzer, they are thinking about that CM Punk will never come to WWE. Something fake talk, something false talks. But WWE will never tell the internal news because they want to keep it secret. And even Nick Khan and Triple H was his biggest decision to bring CM Punk back. And even Triple H already told in a press conference that WWE has changed, the company has changed, everything has changed. And Triple H already told that he wants to forget the past things. And after that, Triple H he is doing only for WWE fans. And even this was a very major decision because if you're expecting that, if you want to bring this in WWE, then I think you need to listen to the fans' decision. Because Triple H doing this, bringing the fans' decision, I will definitely say that it would be a major, it would be a major big decision to bring CM Punk back. And even I was happy to say, best in the world back, everything is back. Even after that, everybody is purchasing CM Punk WWE t-shirts, CM Punk WWE merchandises, and even this was absolutely awesome. And even never expected that it would happen again. And even I think that CM Punk WWE return, it would be a main next story, next chapter. And even after that, CM Punk signs in WWE Raw to, and even he declared that he's playing on WWE Royal Rumble to main event in WrestleMania. And after that, main event WrestleMania, CM Punk will face Seth Rollins. I think it will be confirmed. But I don't think CM Punk will face Roman Reigns first, because I think, but what I think about that, still I have a big confusion about whether Cody Rhodes winning in Royal Rumble or whether CM Punk is winning in Royal Rumble. There will be both chances. But I think, I wish CM Punk would win the Royal Rumble, because CM Punk never win the WWE Royal Rumble. CM Punk would win the Royal Rumble definitely, but the problem is that Kane interrupted this match. That's why everything is smashed out. So I think WWE will never make this mistakes to CM Punk. If WWE make mistakes to CM Punk, there will be best agent. But even I think that I got something news that Triple H even given some big promises to CM Punk that you will make a peaceful conversation to the backstage team, to the locker room. And even CM Punk had even CM Punk personally went to the locker room and did WWE fans, and even talking about that, and he changed his perception. And even CM Punk has mentioned in WWE Monday Night Raw on SmackDown that, and when he came to NXT, he tells that he changed. But I think he's changed. I believe that. And even WWE is doing CM Punk scripted things. But I think the scripted things was looking like very cool, I believe. Because AEW is a peace company, I think. I believe that, because they didn't think about that. Tony Khan didn't think about that. But why I'm telling a peace and company, because first of all, the viewership is downing. If you bring so many superstars, so many blockbuster superstars, but you don't know how to run this place, you don't know how to run this company, because you're thinking that if you bring this wrestler, if you bring that wrestler, then it would be mind-blowing. But the most important thing is WWE has risen back again. Without Undertaker, without Kane, without Big Show, without Batista, without Rock, if CM Punk is back, then WWE blockbuster match is back. Because each and every WWE wrestler wants to see CM Punk back. And even the internal locker room was happy. I mean, CM Punk says that all the person were hugging and kissed on the cheeks, and even they're hitting a joy of freshness and welcoming. And even CM Punk was happy to meet Kofi Kingston also. And even I personally, I would love to see CM Punk. And even I promise that I will definitely buy a t-shirt. But I need some time to buy, because I'm facing some money issues. So I think it will be fixed later. But I still believe that I will definitely buy a t-shirt. So the most important thing is, I was really very happy to see that CM Punk will be back. I wake up at 6 a.m. in India standard time, and after that, watching the Survivor Series War Games But I was never expected that CM Punk will back. CM Punk will back. And even I was waiting only for CM Punk to watch. Even every American fans, every international fans, Indian fans had got the news that CM Punk will be coming in Survivor Series War Games match. That's why for a specific date in Chicago, and even Chicago Lanier fans will, he was watching, was opening TV. Then they're not a joke. And even I use respect of the each and every fans. They're spending time to watch this show. So I personally believe that it would be a big, massive hit at all. So I think it would be a good day. So that's the ending of the today's podcast. So please follow me on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and many more. And even I was very late to upload my podcast because my exam was going on. I'm not concentrating this audio. And even I think education is very important for all of us. So I think we need to make a concentration of this. Okay, so bye. See you.